looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Now, I mentioned this at the start of the show, and I can reveal that right now, the government is seriously considering bringing forward regional travel to be allowed before the weekend. Now, I'm not saying it's a done deal, but what I've heard, it's on the table, and serious discussions are ongoing. Let's hope they can make this change. I know the travel ban is due to end on Monday, and I'm sure some of you might be saying, who cares, it's only a couple of days difference. Well, every day counts for those separated from loved ones, and for businesses that are bleeding. So an early opening would be worth millions of dollars and give priceless memories to so many. So it's time the state government comes to the table and rewards the fully vaccinated. As a state, we're closing in on the magical 90% fully vaccinated target. And right around our regions, the amount of jabs going into arms is absolutely astonishing. I mean, have a listen to these figures. As of yesterday, Orange, 91.5% double dose. Wingicarabee, 90.8%. Kiama, 90.2%. Dubbo, 90.1%. The Upper Hunter, 89%. Bega, 88%. Shoalhaven, 87%. Port Stephens, 86.1%. I could go on. Right around our state, the good people of the bush have rolled up their sleeves and have sent the government the loudest possible message. We've got the jab. Now we want to get on with life. And if you can believe it, only six regional LGAs in the whole state are under 70% double jabbed. And of those six, five of them are over 80% first dose, including the Byron Shire, which still has a better first dose rate than the city of Sydney. I've said for weeks on this program that the government should be ashamed of themselves for lying to you regarding this travel ban. Broken promise after broken promise, time and time again, you, the fully vaccinated, have been hoodwinked by this state government. And it's time for them to come to their senses. The vaccine rates are amazing in regional New South Wales, and that should reassure everyone that the virus will not rip through these areas. Yes, the regional health system and hospitals need help, but that's the whole point of the vaccine, to take the pressure off the hospitals. Just get this happening. And for people's mental well-being and for our economy, come on, please, it is well and truly time. The vaccinated should not be punished, but that's what's happening. I mean, I can fly to Melbourne before travelling in my own state. So please, Premier Perrottet, let us head to the South Coast or the Hunter Valley by the weekend. You've listened when it comes to schools and international travel. Now you have a great opportunity to regain some faith from the electorate. And the numbers don't lie, Premier. Let us enjoy our beautiful state.